producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Awaiting your calls, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, providing you a weekly update of all the health news, the medical journals published in the journals your doctors read. I'll give you the practical breakthroughs, the ones you can quickly add to your lifestyle so you can stay on planet Earth longer and happier. And along the way, I'll answer all your healthcare questions from head to toe, questions about yourself, spouse, friends, kids, parents, grandparents. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. Write this down. It's toll-free. Hopefully the wait won't be too long. No paperwork, no bill. Just an old-fashioned doctor giving good advice in an old-fashioned healthcare way. What could be better? 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-553-7536. I'll share with you over 30 years of experience being in medicine. I was a medical student at the University of Pennsylvania, did a medical internship and residency at Duke University. And then in the other hour, I was talking about my time out in California, the University of California, San Francisco, training in cardiology. And then unexpectedly did a real-life Doc Hollywood and ended up in a small town 25 miles north west of Florida called Mount Dora. Did that in 1988, unexpectedly, by accident, and I've been there ever since.
No such thing as an accident. Happened well, because it was supposed to.
I
don't believe in accidents. I believe we all do what we're about to do, we're supposed to do, because it's in the cards.
I guess it was meant to be, but it just was not in what I had thought would turn out. But it's turned out to be a wonderful life, and I'm grateful for the people who help me every day, and grateful to be on with Doug each week.
One of the things that I learned, been doing a lot of reading about how whatever it is that makes us tick, how is it that we move forward, or what's the best way, the quickest way to move forward in the terms of your own spiritual growth and development, which leads to all kinds of other things in your life. And one of them, I was watching a TED on gratitude. You know what the TED videos are? There are thousands of them, actually. Important people with important ideas share them, and then they get shared online. This fellow was a priest, if I remember correctly, and he explained about happiness and gratitude and which comes first. A lot of people say that they're happy and grateful they're happy and then they give thanks for it. Instead, you ought to show your gratitude, and therefore that leads to happiness. So being grateful for the things that you have in your life, your health, your well-being, maybe your stamina, maybe the people that you love most in life, the circumstances you find yourself in every day, you give thanks. That's, I think, one of the things that Ken would readily tell you he would do, given, even though he just said he ended up in a small town, he's the star in Central Florida when it comes to cardiology, and I think that's no mistake. But giving thanks for those things that are, use the term blessing, but the good things in your life that oftentimes we're so crowded mentally and spiritually by what we look in the newspaper and see every day, or you watch this foolish news, this crap on television, and you get all worked up, the stuff online about, you know, the latest boogeyman is going to blow up a plane or attack some group of people. And this is what people waste their, and I say waste because the chances are about 1 in 1 trillion that you're going to be affected by this. But yet the news media creates this festivity of horror, and it really gets to people, and you forget all the good things that you have in your life. And those things lead to happiness, and they lead to health. So I pass that along, not necessarily to be a lecturer, but I think that you can readily see, if you understand it, how it would work. So anyway, having said that, Ken has been studying many of the important medical developments this week. The fact that hospitals are turning to last resort antibiotics as drug-resistant infections continue to rise is an important, significant item this week, because there is such high antibiotic resistance to various bugs that we used to be able to get. This is both in the hospital and in the community, it seems, that these are problems here and all around the world, Ken.
Yes, antibiotic resistance, which can turn common ailments dug into killers, is a global health crisis, according to the World Health Organization, making a statement about it this week. And I think there's something to it. My advice in how to try to avoid all this is, don't use antibiotics unless your physician recommends one. You know, don't take your wife or your friend's antibiotic because you think you need it. Only take an antibiotic if the doctor recommends it. And also, very importantly, if you are prescribed an antibiotic, make sure you finish the prescription. Don't take it halfway because you feel better and you don't think you need the rest of it, and you'll save the rest of the bottle for the next time you don't feel well. Don't do that. You must take the entire course and finish it, because if you don't, you then help these bugs develop resistance. They are clever organisms, and they have ways of changing themselves so they can fight the antibiotic and become resistant and become very deadly germs in your body or in someone else's body as you pass them along to others. And that's why you must, even when you start feeling better, finish that antibiotic so that those bugs go bye-bye.
It's amazing how complex the universe is, and these things, these little sometimes single, double-cell, amoeba-like bugs that get into your system, where they come from, why they're here, who knows. But the drug-resistant infections and things like that that continue to rise in hospitals, and people suffering significant antibiotic resistance infections, isn't that what MRSA really is all about, Ken?
Exactly. MRSA evolved from MRSA means meth resilient staph aureus, and originally we had a bacteria, the staphylococcus, and it was very sensitive initially when penicillin came out. But staph is amazing, staphylococcus, this bacteria, because it is so clever and agile at developing structural changes that help it get on guard and protect itself from these antibiotics. So as time went on, the original penicillins wouldn't eradicate after a while staph, and then the second generation is penicillins, and the methicillin, which was so good at many of these staphylococcus bugs that originally were sensitive to penicillin, were not. But then the MRSA bug, the one that was no longer sensitive to our, at that point, last resort, antibacteria, now we have MRSA, and we've got to use some of our last resort antibiotics to get the MRSA. So the key is making sure that you only take an antibiotic when you need it, and when you do take an antibiotic, finish it.
All right. So there's the advice. One of the things left out of this equation is a discussion of probiotics, though. I think that we talk about antibiotics and, you know,
well,
what do we do?
Probiotics are very important, because not all bacteria are harmful. We need in our body millions and millions of healthy bacteria to help us digest the foods we eat, to help our immune system function well. And we live in a universe inside our bodies in cooperation with a lot of very good bacteria. They live because of us, and we live because of them.
Yep. So probiotics keep your gut healthy. Most of the people who would be susceptible to something like the bugs we've been talking about, E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria, all those things, if you have a strong immune system, and that comes from having a strong gut, you won't have problems. And
well, on the practical side, when you take an antibiotic, you then need to replenish
the good bacteria.
The good bacteria, because the antibiotics often get rid of a lot of your good bacteria. So, you know, we'll often tell you to take plenty of yogurt after you finish an antibiotic, or if you're a real connoisseur of the probiotics, you may want to take some of the other brands.
Yeah, right. It's immensely important, the way these things, it's almost like a generational thing, the way these things grow and expand. So something.
But I have my serving of fat-free yogurt every day to help get my good bacteria high up.
I don't have fat-free bacteria. I have yogurt, Yoplait or something, because it tastes good. How much good it does me remains to be seen.
12 grams of protein.
I put a lot of berries in my yogurt, so there's a compliment from both of us. Information about what to take into your body to keep it healthy and normal. 888-553-7536. There is a way for you to have your eyes look healthy and normal. Ken's going to explain the power of using GenuCell, which came from stem cell technology. Also, the benefits of this new dark circle treatment. Man, you'll look much better. Get it right away so the holidays will have people looking at you and saying, hey, what'd you do? What's different about you?
Doug, as we were saying before, it's hard to believe that Thanksgiving is just next week, and nothing can be sweeter than sitting at the table and looking younger than you've looked in years. It's easy and guaranteed. You want to hurry up and order GenuCell and take advantage of an outrageous discount, then watch GenuCell take years or even decades off your face, along with these unsightly bags and even the puffiness under your eyes. GenuCell, it works for both men and women, and the good thing is it does work fast. In fact, with GenuCell immediate effects, you'll see the results in the first 12 hours, so the compliments around the Thanksgiving table are guaranteed. My family, staff, and I know folks around the radio stations are using GenuCell every blessed day. They absolutely love it, and you'll love it too. Doug will tell you how to get it. GenuCell works, or your money back.
Well, here's the number for, I was going to give you the number for us. 800-822-6145 is the way to order GenuCell. 800-822-6145. Get rid of the dark circles, the bags, the puffiness. GenuCell, 800-822-6145.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more.
The holidays, a time for festive gatherings with friends and...
Uncle Eddie.
Prize.
Family. When having family stay with you gets a little too close for comfort, make America's best value in your spare guest room. Go to AVVI.com and save 15% when you stay now through December 29th. With 1,000 hotels in North America, America's best value in has room for everyone on your list, even Uncle Eddie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Celebrating your life. What are you grateful for in terms of your own health and well-being? Hopefully you're thankful if you have an exchange that goes well with Dr. Ken, and that happens every time people get on the air here. 888-553-7536. He's an amazing talent when it comes to understanding what's going on in your body. He has at Lake Cardiology all the tools to check you out. So if you're intrigued by his bedside manner and you want to get in front of him physically, you can go to the clinic. LakeCardiology.com is a good way to check out what goes on at the clinic. You can call for an appointment by dialing 352-735-1400 or 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Either way, you'll get through to the staff there, get an appointment, go down, see Disney World, go to Cape Kennedy, even better, the Disney, and enjoy Dr. Ken's company for a day. His office, again, 352-735-1400. Our office on the air is 888-553-7536. Looks like James is calling from Louisiana. Or is that Los Angeles? When I see L.A., I don't know whether it's Los Angeles or Louisiana. James, where are you?
Louisiana.
All right, good. What do you need from Dr. Ken?
Well, this is, I guess, just a basic question, but what do you really expect when you go for a physical? I know my past experience is I schedule a routine physical. The doctor, I go in, he does blood work, go in, he asks me how I feel pretty good. That's about the long and short of it. It'll get a reflex off of my knee.
You're wasting your time. Isn't that a waste of time, Ken?
James, let me tell you. Blood work,
you need all that stuff.
Let me tell you that moments matter, and this was the theme of the president of the AMA, who's a good guy, Dr. Stack, pointed out just in the last 24 hours. And the problem is that, you know, doctors are being taken away to give moments to their physicians, to their patients, and it gets in the way of providing good medicine. What you need is a doctor who's going to spend time with you. The most important thing in getting what you call a physical is actually getting a good history. You want your doctor to spend the time to sit down with you and go over your history. You want to review your personal history thoroughly, your family history, your social history, and then you want your doctor to perform a complete head-to-toe physical exam. Sam, you want to get undressed. You want him to look at you from head to toe when you're naked. That's what a good physical is all about. And then based on that, and this is usually done by the primary care doctor, a family physician or an internist, after that occurs, he or she, your doctor, will decide what tests you need, if any.
Hmm. Yeah, well, that's interesting because that's far from any experience I've ever had.
Well, you got lousy doctors then. Go find a good one. That's
well, part of the problem is the system is taking these moments away from doctors, and we have to deal with so many other bureaucratic issues that we can't spend most of our time doctoring. And you talk to any doctor in America today, and they'll give you an earful about this.
Well, the other side of it is, though, when you go with responsible doctors, if you're talking about a physical, you and I both know, you give me one a year, I sometimes have two a year, I'll have complete blood work done, and that is really thorough, complete. You need to know what's going on, and the other way to register what's going on in all your organs and that sort of thing is to get a complete blood workup and then go through all the other things, ask the questions. I mean, you and I spend hours together when we go through all this information every year, and that's the whether you, if you can find somebody to give you the attention, as Ken is suggesting, that you need, and you get all of the tests. It isn't just a conversation. Somebody do an EKG on you, that's usually a waste of time, too, these days. I mean, it's much more thorough information.
Well, you're jumping ahead, and I don't know if that's true or not, what you just said. The key is having a good, thorough talk. Most of what needs to get done comes out of a thorough history, and then a good, complete physical exam. And then you can figure out where to go from there.
Yep. All right. That's the story, at least as far as that's concerned. Lots of other stories to be told here. I get some reaction from some people to our conversation about antibiotics. We'll get to that in the next half hour. Dr. Ken on Good Day Health at 888-553-7536.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
As the saying goes, it's the most wonderful time of the year, but it can also be hazardous. Allstate's annual holiday home hazard survey is out. Here's Terry DeLenta of Allstate.
70% of adults acknowledge that things get riskier during the holidays. Less than 37% of people do something about it.
Many holiday hazards start right in your home. Home fires from fireplaces jump 196% this time of year, which can often be attributed to not having a fireplace properly cleaned and inspected. And fire from candles jumps 63%, so be sure to never leave them burning unattended. And more than half of those surveyed admit to overloading outlets, so it's no wonder electrical fires increase more than 21% this time of year.
We're committed to ensuring our customers and all consumers have a safe and happy holiday. This survey shows simple steps and planning that can make all the difference.
Check out allstate.com/holidaydecorator to find out more about potential preventable holiday home hazards and have a happy and safe holiday season.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
It's the weekend, and Good Day Health is on the air every weekend, 52 weeks a year. I'm Doug Steffen, host of the Good Day program Monday through Friday. We decided, because Dr. Ken added so much to our conversation during the week with anecdotal information about what's going on in the world of health and medicine from a pretty traditional point of view, he blends his responses, comments, but he studies what's going on in the journals and works that way when he is taking care of clients at Lake Cardiology in Mondura, Florida. So help yourself to his expertise, 888-553-7536, as Susan has decided to do from Rapid City, South Dakota. Yes, Susan, interesting story. I'm just reading a little about your concern regarding your niece's baby. So go ahead, ask Dr. Ken what you need to know.
Hi, Dr. Ken. Thank you.
Hi, Susan.
I just have a quick question. My niece just had a baby last Friday, the 13th, at 26 weeks.
Literally.
It's her first baby.
Uh-huh.
She's 30-some years old, early 30s. Can you tell me what the outlook could be like?
Sure. Well, congratulations, Aunt Susan. And was this an expected delivery at this early date, or did this come much to everybody's surprise?
Total surprise.
Okay.
She was airlifted to the hospital, and they were able to stop the delivery for a couple days, but they did give her a shot of steroids, and it had something to do with protecting his lungs, and she was able to keep him in as long as it took for the shot to work. And I don't understand any of that either.
Sure. Let's talk about what sounds like a simple question, but it has a pretty complicated answer. And let me just preface this, Susan, by saying that not all premature babies have all these complications, but some do quite well. But in general, the earlier the birth, the more likelihood of having complications. And there are short-term complications, which, if they're going to occur very close to the time of birth and are probably present right now. We can go over some of the possibilities. And then there's another whole group of of challenges to think about the long-term complications that a birth like this can bring. And again, it's not predictable, but you just have to be watching for. So right now, what are all those neonatologists, the doctors who specialize in the first 30 days of life? And they're an incredible group of people. I dealt with them when I had, when we had our own daughter who came in about 4 weeks early. And the neonatologists, they're just incredible bunch of doctors. They take care, again, of the first 30 days of life. They're dealing with your niece's lungs because the earliest, most concerning issue is a breathing problem. The lungs can lack a substance called surfactant, which allows the lung to expand. And this is not compatible with life unless there's enough surfactant in the lungs. And this is often what creates the most immediate initial concern in the preemie. There are also heart problems. I see some of these people later in life. There's something called the ductus arteriosus. It's a mouthful. A patent ductus arteriosus, PDA, where there's a hole in the heart that's supposed to seal later in life as you deliver. It doesn't get closed, and it can cause low blood pressure. It can cause heart failure, and the blood just keeps circulating around the heart. It doesn't get out, and this sometimes has to be closed. It can be closed by not opening up the chest, but sometimes in occasions it requires surgery, and you're not doomed to having this problem, but that's something that's going to be watched for. The earlier a baby is born, the greater the risk of bleeding into the brain, so they're going to be watching the baby's brain very carefully. Temperature control is a big issue in the preemie. The whole system in the brain that develops to control temperature is an issue. Low temperatures, hypothermia, can lead to problems with secondarily with breathing and low blood sugar. So they're going to be watching very carefully to make sure that the heat is not lost too rapidly in this young child. Stomach and intestinal problems in the preemie is also an issue, and they'll be watching for digestion. They'll be watching the blood. They'll be watching the metabolism, the blood sugar, which is a big issue in the preemie, and also the immune system. An underdeveloped immune system is common in premature kids. It can lead to infections, and they'll be watching very carefully for that. So once you make it out the first 30 days past the neonatologist, there will be some long-term issues that this child's pediatrician will be watching for. And these things don't happen predictably. They're just an increased risk compared to the child who's born at full term. You have to be concerned about developing cerebral palsy, impaired cognitive skills, you know, the ability to think and remember. There's sometimes hearing issues, dental problems, behavioral and psychological problems. You know, ADHD is more common. And also there are some chronic health issues, more likely to have infections, asthma, feeding problems, and also sudden infant death syndrome.
Man, this poor baby, well, man. You got to hope she gets on the right path fast.
But so many babies make it through this course. The technology is amazing, but they just need to be vigilant.
Yeah. Now, we just, he looks, the baby looks translucent, and it looks like one picture.
What does that mean, translucent? Like you can see right through into his body?
Exactly.
His skin's so thin?
Right. Now, and it looks like his eyes are not completely developed.
Well, they wouldn't be at 26 weeks. There's a whole bunch of stuff that isn't developed.
You know, so we're kind of like,
just meet with the neonatologist. The baby's probably in intensive care, I would imagine.
Susan, what's your sister's daughter? Is that who this is?
Correct.
Susan, okay, what's your sister up to with this?
Okay, let me just give a little help because the time's running out. the person who's taking care of your of the child is called a neonatologist. What you want to do is just let the nurse know that when the neonatologist is available, you want to have a family conference. And a good neonatologist will schedule these with the family and just be there and just ask how are things going, and they'll explain it to you and give you peace of mind. You just need some communication and peace of mind, and that's what you'll get by a family meeting.
But I want to know why you're so involved in this, Susan, instead of the
She's
mother.
A good aunt.
Well, that's true.
Oh, the mother is.
The mother, I'm sure, is. She's just a good family member.
But she's got her hands full with answering the questions and being with the baby and things like that, and we don't want to offend anybody.
She can't
by
be on the phone
the wrong
calling
question.
Us.
Yeah. All right, Susan. Thank you.
Just have a family conference with the doctor. You won't offend anybody, and they understand. They get it. They're great.
888-553-7536. I think we found in the past when, and I'm not suggesting anything negative, but I think oftentimes you find in the past when other family members are involved, there's something else going on, and that's sort of what I wanted to get at a little bit there. We had a conversation a few minutes ago, just before the bottom of the hour, about antibiotic resistance levels in hospitals and how things are changing because these various strains of viruses or bacteria. I guess I got an email from somebody named Tracy who said antibiotics treat bacterial infections, not viruses. This story is about bacteria becoming treatment resistant. Is that true? So viruses are a whole different kettle of fish, or are they becoming resistant as well?
Well, viruses are a whole separate entity, and our ability, like AIDS and herpes, our ability to treat viruses is just not as developed.
How do you treat virus? Another question from a guy named Bobby. How are viruses treated? Not with antibiotics, right?
Antivirals.
Antivirals, okay.
Yes, and some of the viruses, there is a specific antiviral, but the antivirals have only evolved much behind the antibacterial drugs, which have been around since the 1940s. And effective antivirals are really very new. You think about AIDS, and up until about 1995, you lived 3 years if you were lucky with AIDS. And then about 1995, everything changed as the antivirals became available.
We ought to talk a little about Charlie Sheen, because of the news this week regarding his HIV status and what it's like. There's an overview that you found this week in one of the journals about what it's like to live with the HIV virus. So let's maybe spend a minute on that. Does that make sense, given the fact that everybody was back? It's been a long time since we talked about this, but Charlie Sheen has been nice enough to give us a platform to talk about it again.
Sure. This may take 2 minutes.
Go ahead.
And, Doug, things have changed so much in how we live with HIV. When I was in medical school in 1981 and 1982, the first discovery was made of HIV. And when I was at Duke as an intern in 1982, we saw the first patient with AIDS in 1982. And then I went out to San Francisco to finish in cardiology in the mid-1980s, and people were dying. There were wards full of men who were dying with AIDS, and this has changed so much. Today, you can live a pretty much normal life with AIDS. It's amazing. There are 1.2 million people in America that are living with HIV. That's the virus. Though the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, is a serious infection, Doug, the levels of the virus in a person's body now today can be controlled with a handful of drugs, and many people living with the virus, they have a normal lifespan. This is amazing to those of us who have grown up with this virus as care providers. HIV, it destroys the so-called T cells of the immune system, making it difficult for people infected with the virus to fight off infections. The virus is spread through certain bodily fluids, including blood, semen, rectal fluids, vaginal fluids, and breast milk. So you can think about how you could get it by following the fluids, if you will. The virus is most commonly transmitted through sharing needles or having unprotected sex with an infected person. Back in the 80s, people typically lived just 3 years after an AIDS diagnosis, as I mentioned. infection. However, with the introduction of the HIV-suppressing drug, AZT, that was the first one in 1987, these antivirals, and then the introduction of a much more powerful drug mix that combined three antiretroviral medications. This is a retrovirus. That's the particular kind of virus it is. And that occurred in 1995, and the prognosis has changed dramatically. It's amazing. If you were in healthcare after 1995, you just don't appreciate how much of a death sentence AIDS used to be. Patients who get on the treatment early are able to suppress the virus, are able to keep their immune system strong, and are able to maintain health as a result. People with HIV tend to have elevated cholesterol, and this is why I see them as a cardiologist, a slight loss of bone density, and a higher rate of coronary artery disease. But there are preventive measures. If you're exposed to HIV in whatever means you get exposed, usually sexually or through a dirty needle, there's a post-exposure pill to prevent infection. It's effective within 36 to 72 hours. And then if you're in a situation where you know you're going to be exposed to it because the people around you, maybe you're having sexual relations with somebody who's known to have the AIDS virus, so you need pre-exposure prophylaxis because you know you're going to be around it and you know you have a higher risk of getting the virus. Here's where Truvada has really helped for people taking that on a regular basis to prevent the AIDS.
888-553-7536. Let's talk about something that's more pleasant. How to maintain a great hairline. Your hair, they call it your hairline, but it doesn't, it just not in the front of your hair, it's in the back of your head and all around the part line. Where your hair gets thin, it becomes a distraction. And especially this time of year, if you're in the northern climes, you start to lose your hair, and the heat in your body, which goes out through your head, you tend to get colder. And I'm not being facetious here. Your head, the hair, a hat, whatever it is you got on your head will keep the heat in your body longer. So if you got a good head of hair, you'll be warmer this winter. Just one of the many reasons to use Provia, Ken, right?
Absolutely. It's amazing how much our happiness level is affected by how well our hair is doing. So it's simple math. More hair in the comb means less hair on your head. Ladies and gentlemen, your hair does not need to keep falling out anymore. Provia, it's an easy-to-use serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts to work against the three main causes of hair loss and thinning. It's been shown to be safe and effective in great research, so people all over this great country, they see the Provia difference. Diana from Cambridge, Massachusetts, she writes us, my hair was getting thin, mainly around my part line, so I thought I would try it. It really made a difference, she writes to us, right away. Even my hairdresser noticed. I keep using it since it works so well, she says. And it's safe. It's safe for both men and women. Amazing. Even with colored and treated hair, it works. So say goodbye to those wispy hairs blowing in the wind, and hello to a fuller, healthier head of hair. Provia works, or your money back. That's why I like it, and Doug will tell you how to get it.
800-543-5817 for Provia. Get your hair back or your money back. 800-543-5817. Two bottles for the price of one when you mention Dr. Ken. 800-543-5817.
The holidays, a time for festive gatherings with friends and...
Uncle Eddie.
Surprise.
Family. When having family stay with you gets a little too close for comfort, make America's Best Value Inn your spare guest room. Go to AVVI.com and save 15% when you stay now through December 29th. With 1,000 hotels in North America, America's Best Value Inn has room for everyone on your list, even Uncle Eddie.
A long-standing partnership between the Right Decisions Right Now, Be Tobacco Free program, and Boy Scouts of America has had great results in raising awareness of the dangers of teen tobacco use. This year alone, about 22,000 boys participated in Right Decisions Right Now at the Philmont Scout Ranch in New Mexico, says Mark Anderson, who leads this initiative for the Boy Scouts.
We use Right Decisions Right Now as part of our Boy Scouts Trail of Courage program to teach boys how to lead a healthy lifestyle because it speaks to teens in a way that makes sense to them. It also educates them about self-esteem and ways to say no. We're very pleased with our partnership with Right Decisions Right Now, and we believe we really are helping to reduce youth tobacco use.
This evidence-based program is available online, free of charge, to educators, parents, and youth-focused community groups. For more information, visit RightDecisionsRightNow.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Now 54 past the hour as you listen to some more information. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen. Reach us by dialing 888-553-7536. You can send an email to me, Doug, or Ken at DougSteffen.com or Dr. Ken at DrKenShow.com. Here's a lady in Goodland, Kansas, named Marie, with a question for Dr. Ken. All right, Marie, let's see if we can do it. How are you, ma'am? Thanks for the call.
DrKenShow.com.
All right, now the problem is that you've got your radio on, Marie. I'm going to put you on hold until Kara determines that you have turned your radio off. Otherwise, you'll be very confused by the feedback. Please, everybody, turn your radio off. Juanita in Washington, what can we do for you, ma'am?
I am 70 years old, and I've had fibromyalgia for about 15 years. And now the doctor tells me I might have lupus, and I don't know what lupus is, Is it something that comes out of fibromyalgia?
Let Ken explain what lupus is for you. Go ahead, Ken.
Hi, Juanita. Fibromyalgia and lupus are probably not related. Fibromyalgia is a diffuse chronic pain problem where it's hard to identify a specific cause for the pain, which it's probably the devices we use for diagnosis just aren't sensitive enough. There are sleep associated disorders. There are sometimes biochemical abnormalities, but the usual testing that we do for pain usually shows up nothing. But fibromyalgia is a very real entity, and only Dr. Rick Van Winkle would disagree with me. Juanita, so you do not have fibromyalgia, or you do, and you now have two?
I do have fibromyalgia.
Uh-huh. And how are you treating the fibromyalgia?
With Tylenol for pain.
Okay.
And I usually take that when I go to bed at night, and I'm not so relaxed.
And look into a product, a supplement called Korvalin, D-ribose, D as in David Dash, ribose. There's a good study showing that that supplement is also helpful in about two-thirds of people, and that was published by an osteopathic physician who has fibromyalgia. But lupus is another entity. It's a chronic inflammatory disease. It occurs in the body when the immune system actually attacks your own tissues and organs, and the inflammation caused by lupus can be occurring in many different parts of your body, the joints, skin, kidneys, blood cells, brain, heart, and lungs, just to name a few. And this is a disease that has actually a lot of characteristic diagnostic parts to it that doctors often with blood tests and other means can diagnose this often rather well. Sometimes the diagnosis is a little tricky, but there are lab tests that are done, there are imaging tests that are done, and sometimes even a biopsy has to be done, especially of the kidney. But lupus is very different. It's treated. The rheumatologist gets involved, and I would recommend getting treatment for this.
All right, we got about 60 seconds. Marie, let's see if we can help you quickly. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, I have a stress problem. During the winter time, I lose my hair, and in the spring, I gain it back. Not all of it, but more. It does regrow in the spring and gets thicker and more fuller, but in the fall and the winter time, it seems to kind of fall out easier.
Marie?
You know, it's
Yes, Marie, because time is coming. Let me reassure you, you're not crazy. You've made a very good observation that this is actually, you know, it's like being a wheat farmer. This is how hair grows. It doesn't grow continuously throughout the year. In fact, there was a publication in the journal Dermatology by some Swedish researchers that actually confirmed exactly what you're describing. But hair loss can be due to a lot of things: medication, iron deficiency, polycystic ovaries, skin condition, crash dieting, thyroid problems, being chubby and stressed, and we can talk more about it next week.
All right, you can try Provia too for getting the hair back. 800-543-50.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make.
Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.